Hello, my name is RemTGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages. Welcome back to the podcast.
Morty, I love Skibbity Toilet Morty.
No, I don't think Rick does.
Turn myself into a toilet, Morty!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Hope you're doing pretty good on this Friday. How are you two doing today?
I'm doing fine. Doing good.
Nice. Good to hear. So, unfortunately, we don't have a NOS unboxing. I just have a regular energy drink.
What is it?
It's C4.
Like the bomb?
Yep.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of why it's named that.
Too bad for them. I poisoned their pizza with C4.
Was that from SMG4? That's not. No, that wouldn't have.
Also, oh, is that from Vine? No.
That sounds like an old YouTube.
Not from video.
No, it was like some random video of like a theme park tycoon game.
What kind of theme park tycoon game is this?
Are you talking about Roller Coaster Tycoon?
It was all pixels and stuff.
I think that it sounds a lot like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Roller Coaster Tycoon is like
3D.
This 3D, buddy.
You mean, hey, the original is pixelated. I mean, yeah, I don't really know what to tell you.
Like some random build your own theme park type game.
Jesus Christ, it's Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Well, there's more than just Roller Coaster.
That's exactly the game. It's more than Roller Coasters.
It's like Skibbity Boom. Yeah. There's,
Yep, you done?
World.
You done talking? You really feel like you need to say that, huh?
Anyway.
Okay,
Super Mega Man 10. What is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is, oh no! Our table! It's broken!
We are 2 years late to this.
we're very late to this. This is a meme from 2016.
What?
This is an old meme. Did you think this was 2018?
Did we talk about this?
No.
I feel like we've done this episode.
Me too, but we didn't, though.
Maybe we've talked about it at like some point.
I feel like we've made a reference to it.
Anyway, we should have done Turkish Quandel Dingle.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe you were in the TikTok Riz party. Maybe you were in the back.
I was at the TikTok Riz party.
I think we all were there.
Listen, dude, I was. Oh, I can't say that. Oh, I can't see it.
If you analyze the footage, you'll find us in the background.
Yeah, if you analyze the footage,
you'll find only Rem, but you won't find me.
No, you were there.
Yeah, but you have no Riz. Oh.
That was really good. I'm lamowing right now.
You're lamowing?
I'm raffling.
Rafflecopter? Guys, right. It's Rafflecopter!
So, alright, hold on. First of all, hold on. I need to crack a cold one real quick. Okay. Oh my god, that got absolutely everywhere.
That's just like me when... Oh my god, shut up!
Yeah, Morty.
That's like a reference to, like, legend.
All right. Oh no, our table. It's
Rem. Hey, Rem.
Yeah,
hey,
I got the joke. Hey. I got the joke.
So let him tell us what the meme is about. Shut it, BCA. Shut it.
Thank you.
Shut up. That's like a Smosh reference. You know?
Shut up.
Oh no, our table. It's broken is a catchphrase from the viral video made public in an America's Funniest Home Videos episode, also known as Ridiculousness, but. Worse. It's
watch America is funny.
I know it's not the same thing.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, clear. Gee, oh my god. What in the world is that? Look, clearly it was a funny to them because it was on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah, but it's not Ridiculousness.
It's not ridiculous.
Are they still doing Ridiculousness?
Yep. I can guarantee I haven't even looked it up.
Oh wait, no, I remember. Like the entirety of that channel is just like being run by Ridiculousness.
Yeah,
I watched an entire YouTube video on it.
Remember when Ridiculousness was like a really rare thing to find on MTV?
Yeah.
Only came on like once.
All these, the things that's like the videos and these stunts are performed by professionals. No, they're not. That is like Grandpa Rick, who accidentally had a skateboard accident and now needs like hip replacement surgery. That was not a professional.
And this happened in the episode aired in February of 2016. The video shows a boy who is stacking Jenga pieces.
No,
blocks.
Bricks?
Yep.
It's just genuinely bricks. Wow. Yeah, he's just stacking bricks. Never mind, I'm blind.
Like a Jenga tower.
Who has just bricks just laying around in their home?
I think the kid brought them inside.
Okay.
And started stacking them on a glass table.
Hey, there was like multiple people around him and someone filming him, I think. Who let him do this?
No, the camera was just sitting there. Nobody was recording him.
Brother.
The camera was just sitting there.
I'd let my kid do that.
Dude. What do you mean the camera was just sitting there?
Like, it was just sitting there.
Nobody like it was propped up against something. BC.
Okay, so a ghost went and clicked the play button.
No, it's probably an edited video. He probably clicked the button, went over, stood on the table, then did it. Stood next to the table, my bad.
Scary stuff are you getting up to?
I'm saying that they probably edited the video for the America's Got Talent. Jesus Christ, wow, oh my god, no, America's Funniest Home Videos.
Are you alright?
No, I'm not.
Having, like, NOS withdrawals.
Well, yeah, because I'm not drinking it right now. That must be why.
Yeah.
All right. Well, moving on from that goddamn biblical stroke that I just had. He starts stacking bricks on his family's table, which is a glass coffee table, by the way.
Really?
Awful idea to have for a coffee table, having it be glass. Such a stupid idea.
Wait, yeah, why would you do that?
And it breaks from the weight of the bricks, maybe because it wasn't designed to have, you know, pressure put on it. Which also reinforces my idea more of why glass coffee tables are stupid.
Is this like a vendetta that you have?
I think so. I hate glass tables.
I hate them!
What type of idiot buys a glass table?
Hey, Rem, you're just like Anakin. No, you know, glass is made from smelting sand.
Oh my god, I'm literally Anakin.
Wait, is that actually how glass is
yes.
made?
Are you stupid?
I learned
it. Is he stupid? I said, are you stupid? Get it?
I just like wanted clarification because I didn't know if I was like stupid or not.
No, that is, that's glass.
I'm like calling, I know like so much stuff from Minecraft. Like I knew what iron and sandstone was from Minecraft. Like, I saw sandstone in real life, and I was like, that's in Minecraft.
I found out.
I don't think I actually knew sandstone was a real thing.
When I'm watching, like, this, like, glass competition.
competition?
It was this TV show about, like, people doing, like, glass work.
Forged in fire, but art. Glass edition?
Oh, making, like, art.
Yeah, art sculptures.
Oh.
That's how I found out about sand being made into glass.
That's a pretty cool thing we learned.
That's so awesome.
But then we made tables out of it. We're idiots.
And you know, it broke.
Oh no, our table, it's broken. That's what the kid yells.
That's what the kids call epic fail.
Yeah. And then the video was posted to YouTube and Vine by AFV in February of 2017. In February of 2016 and was remixed and re-edited throughout YouTube in the year of 2019 and starting in December of 2020, notably in July of 2021, the video had received attention on TikTok as a sound. Jesus Christ, I hate that word.
Hey guy, what's the sound name?
It's not a sound.
Sound is one thing.
It's looks audio. Like a,
this is a sound?
That is a sound.
This is audio. What's happening right now is audio.
And then it later on became a lip dub trend on the platform. I hate those. Who does those? Who records themselves lip syncing to audio on TikTok? That actually, yeah. Hold on, my bad. I'm sorry.
Also, I just emphasize, TikTok is not used for its intended purpose at all.
Oh yeah, I mean, it doesn't. Does it really even matter anymore? They removed like half the songs.
Like they literally can't. They got rid of. Remember that period where they, every single song and people were like making edits out of like Sneaky Stitch.
Yeah. I mean, who even uses it for its intended purpose?
Musical.ly was used for like lip syncing and dancing, and then it got turned into TikTok. And TikTok for like a good few years was used for like skits and stuff. And now it's just memes.
It was like a worse version of Vine.
Yeah, it's a worse version of Instagram.
Morty, wow, this C4 is really doing a number on my
Is it just me or is Instagram Reels just funnier?
I mean, it is.
Yeah, the comments are way funnier.
And, so the kid stacks bricks on the table like an idiot. I wouldn't do that personally. I'm not that stupid. And,
If it was a wooden table, then that would have ended different.
You and your 16 years of age, you wouldn't stack bricks on a metal
stack. No, I don't think I would. I'm not stupid.
Yeah.
I'm like this kid.
Yeah.
And, that's the meme, the table breaks, and he's like, oh no, our table, it's broken, in my opinion. Is he such a comedic genius that in 10 years' time he's gonna be homeless?
You're in Star Wars.
There's
a beer thing, and it was like used in like Star Wars.
Thanks. Like Star Wars. Imagine being like told like 3 years before something happens that you'll be a viral sound on TikTok.
I jump off a bridge. No one's gonna turn Imagine me into a sound the on TikTok.
Popular sound guy from TikTok.
Honestly, I'd probably move to like Argentina.
I'd be like the Boofs and like go to another planet.
Yeah, I'd probably be like Rick and then Morty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd abuse your wife.
Yeah.
What?
I meant no.
No, I don't think I'd do that.
Hey, hold on. I have to real quick just explain more about how stupid this kid is. What was he... Okay, first of all, how did he bring all of these bricks into the house? This kid can clearly only lift one at a time.
Brought him in.
Okay, what did this kid think he was doing?
Where do these people live?
Like, I just want to take... I think we need to take a moment and analyze this video and everything that's wrong with it. First of all, this kid probably spent way too much time getting these bricks into the house.
Yeah.
Because he can only carry one, maybe two at a time.
Maybe his family helped him carry the bricks inside.
Which then makes them even more dumb. Why would they put that on the table? Were they trying... Oh, what if he was an industry plant?
Yeah.
They're doing it on purpose. America's Funniest Home Videos paid them off. Hey, if your kid looks like an idiot and stacks bricks under your table and then says a funny little catchphrase that people will remember for a long time and then bother him when he's working his 9-to-5, can barely afford afford the apartment he's living in.
They're gonna bring a hammer in and like smash the glass countertop and be like, oh no, our table, it's broken.
and then he'll probably end up alone because his wife cheats on him. And then takes the kids, of course, as well. And then he's just alone. He's down on his luck, and then a customer comes into the place he's working at and is like, oh no, our table, it's broken. And then he starts talking about his broken relationship with his ex-wife. and how his kids don't want to see him. All right, moving on. Origin BCA, take it away.
Okay, so the funny part is I don't even have this pulled up. Hold on.
Jesus Christ. Honestly, I don't even know why I'm surprised. The Memes Throughout the Ages podcast.
Why is there so many? I just saw the picture of him stacking the bricks. Why is there so many?
Because he's an idiot. I'd never do that.
He's a child.
No. No, I'd still not do
that. No.
As a child.
On February 17th, 2016, the official Vine page of America's Funniest Home Videos posted the original table-breaking clip to their page. The Vine received roughly 978,100 loops and 19,800 likes over the course of 5 years.
Yeah, that's how it started.
That's so sick. Also, Meme of the Month winner.
It's the Willy Wonka.
What?
It was a Willy Wonka experience.
Oh no, it's the unknown! I think I voted for that one. Yeah, I think that was the one I voted for. Well, oh no, I think I voted for Green FN.
I just realized I've never voted in Meme of the Month.
What?
Yeah, I've never voted.
How did Canon versus Fanon get second and Green FN got third place?
I don't even know what Canon versus Fanon is.
Yeah. it was like this like template, like where someone would put a character and he's like super serious and it says like Fanon and then they're like gay.
That's stupid.
I don't know. I saw like maybe like two.
How is that a meme? Where's the meme there?
The meme is it's what you weren't expecting it.
Yeah.
Loud equals funny.
It's my turn.
You know, yes, loud does super equal Mega funny. I will fight for this. Loud does equal funny.
Well, you're gonna be screaming pretty loud when I stab you in the esophagus for not letting Super Mega Man 10 go onto the spread.
Pancreas, like Garden of
Pain. I'm not even what I said. Shut I said up. Esophagus.
Pancreas.
Shut up, BCA. Shut up.
Hand over your pancreas. Okay. Am I the only one here that's like...
Oh my god, can I please talk about the spread?
I'm gonna hurt you, BCA.
No, I need to say something
about
Garden
of Pain. No, you can't.
You do not need to say anything.
Am I the only one here that's like genuinely excited for the next...
Stop.
Yes, you are. You're the only goddamn one. You're the only person on the planet.
Nobody cares, BCA.
No, but like, I have to know what happens.
Nobody cares,
BCA. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Nobody cares.
Rem, I didn't expect this game to go past like 3 entries, and it's on like 7.
Nobody cares.
I mean, clearly a lot of people do care.
Well, I don't, so let me talk about the spread.
Hey.
Please.
Go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Starting in 2018, the video was re-uploaded to YouTube multiple times. At the time, the video was also known as Brick Breaking Experiment Gone Wrong.
Experiment? What were you experimenting?
YouTube channel... Emily Pache, for example, re-uploaded the video on May 11th, 2018 and received roughly 532,000 views and 30,000 likes over the course of 3 years. In January 2019, YouTubers began re-editing the video into further meme content. The YouTube channel... Town Heroes Fanatic 2017 uploaded a video on January 9th, 2019 titled Brick Breaking Experiment Goes Wrong in Adrian BL Major. The video received roughly 2,900 views and 36 likes over the course of 2 years. The video received more attention on TikTok starting in December of 2020. TikToker Official Dr. Socks posted a now-deleted TikTok that used the "Oh no, our table is it's broken" soundbite. On December 4th, 2020, multiple TikTokers used the sound for their own videos. For example, TikToker Young Daigo the Sauce God posted a video on December 4th, 2020. The TikTok received roughly 3,500 plays and 545 likes over the course of 10 months. The "Oh no, our table, it's broken" soundbite was used again by another TikTok account in March 2021. TikToker Riku VR uploaded a video on March 11th, 2021 and received roughly 177,000 plays and 9,300 likes over the course of six months. On July 22nd, 2021, TikToker Chef's Brim re-uploaded the video "Oh no, our table, it's broken" viral video to his page. The video, since deleted, received roughly 85,500 plays and 8,000 likes over the course of 2 months, and would be the primary origin of the sound going forward on the platform. TikToker Figa Potent,
oh my god,
was the first to use the sound as a lip dub in a skit he posted on July 30th, 2021, which received roughly 24,000 plays and 4,700 likes over the course of 2 months. Multiple other TikTokers began to hop onto the trend going into August and September 2021. At first, many TikTokers used the sound to show off their character designs in video games like Roblox. Roblox TikTokers also began recreating the original viral video using their Roblox character, like TikToker G1R, whose video received roughly 1.8 million plays and 245,000 likes over the course of 2 months. The most viewed videos using the sound was posted by TikToker To a Free on August 2nd, 2021, where she showed off her still working yet incredibly broken laptop. The TikTok received roughly 14.2 million and 3.1 million likes over the course of 1 month. The soundbite continued to trend on TikTok going into September of 2021, with multiple TikTokers using it ironically, trying to look sexy while lip-syncing the audio, barely moving their lips to the audio or moving their Adam's apple to the audio.
What?
The what?
Dude, I hate TikTok so much.
Okay, I do not want to look up Adam's apple.
Do you not know what that is?
It's this. It's the thing in your throat. The thing that guys have in their throat.
Yeah, which means they're only men doing this trend.
What? Yeah.
That really,
Oh, that was just the voice box.
God, that's so cringe. I'd never do that.
Adam's apple. Why is it called
something
that?
Something I never did.
I don't know. Some like Bible stuff. Fortnite, Jesus risen on the third day. And then he like shredded the.
That was it for the meme. That was a lot. That was a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I mean,
short, this meme isn't funny. Well, he used to, but then it.
No, it wasn't funny.
I mean, it was before, but then.
No, it wasn't funny. Ram, have you ever laughed at an "Oh no, our table, it's broken" meme?
Can't personally say from experience that I have, but I'm sure there are people that have.
I don't. On Spotify once, I found a Christmas album, and it said, "Oh no, our Xmas tree, it's broken."
Wow, that was an interesting
laugh. It was like a crumpled cookie. It was like a crumpled cookie.
Not even a tree.
Oh, it was a crumpled cookie tree. It was a cookie tree that was just crumpled.
That's crazy.
Crazy. I was crazy.
Hey, so we're not bringing... No, I'm going to mute my mic.
A rubber room with rats.
I'm going to mute my mic. I'm going to mute my mic. Okay.
That was such a funny meme right there. Oh my god. I mean, I was raffled.
Maybe I should do that the next time. It's my turn.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Anyway, news. JoJo Siwa turned 18 and is now ruining her career almost instantly.
She's only 18. I thought she was like 24.
No, she just turned 18 and is now immediately starting to ruin her career because she...
I swear she
made a really weird like song.
It was all for marketing. It's not actually real. Actually, it probably was. It's probably she was just backpedaling because she realized it
no,
was
No, she strange. Probably saw that no one's going to listen to her anymore. I was like, oh, guys, I'm family friendly again.
Hey, guys, it's JoJo.
I don't like JoJo Siwa. She tried defending Colleen Ranger. Or whatever.
Ballinger,
yeah. I thought it was Ranger. I don't know why. Yeah, she tried defending Colleen. She was like, well, I talked to her a lot as a kid. Maybe that's the issue.
Maybe she should hop off that toxic gossip train. And yeah, down the tracks of manipulation station. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'm also still surprised that she was on The Masked Singer.
Ew. It's even worse.
I mean,
Colleen Ballinger?
Colleen? It's not a bad show.
Colleen Ballinger or, Jesus Christ, what's her name?
JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa on The Masked Singer.
She can't even sing.
Have you seen her YouTube channel? She's like, hey guys, it's JoJo!
How is she even famous again?
She was in Dance Moms, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
You know the show where grown fat women scream at their kids?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
is there any other news?
There is,
Oh, yeah, 3DS, 2DS, and Wii U Online shuts down on the 8th.
Yeah, it's gonna be very sad. We've only got till Monday, and then it's all gone.
Yeah, so I'm probably going to be playing some Scarescraper with Rem.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can still play locally, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're not getting rid of the mode. They're just getting rid of the ability to play online.
Remember the rumor that Nintendo employees were going to come to your house and take your DS?
Oh, that was so cool. That was such a cool rumor.
How, like, I didn't... people, like, believing it.
I mean, they legally cannot do that, so...
Yeah, they can't do that. You paid for it.
Also on the same day, April 8th, we're also getting solar eclipse.
Oh my god, it's a sign that the world's ending, guys.
Oh, it's not like
this. When Wii U goes offline and it's a solar eclipse, it's a sign.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's a sign the government doesn't want you to know.
Honestly, does it really matter that there's a solar eclipse? Oh, look, the moon covers the sun.
No, okay, this one's a full solar eclipse, so like the entire...
Care.
But it's gonna be awesome.
Oh, look, the moon, it's doing the thing.
Yeah, but Rem, this one hasn't happened in like 65 years.
I don't care.
Hey.
I've never noticed a single solar eclipse in my entire life.
Well, maybe because you don't go outside.
Hey, I do actually. It's just I don't go outside specifically at the specific time.
I once experienced a lunar eclipse.
What's the difference?
There is a difference. I remember my teacher Googled it, but I forgot what the difference is.
Oh, I see.
Is there any other news?
There is. Mario and Luigi series could possibly be making a return.
No, yeah.
That was wild to hear.
Have a survey on their website.
Yeah, so they sent out an email asking fans what they, what features they like most from Super Mario RPG, the Paper Mario series, and the Mario and Luigi series. Now, the interesting thing with that is they announced the Super Mario RPG remake a few months, and then a few months later, they announced the Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door remake. And the only Mario RPG that's yet to get a remake is, or a new installment, is the Mario and Luigi series.
Yeah.
And the email, you got to pick from a bunch of different things. You got to pick your favorite games from the Mario and Luigi series and the other Mario RPGs. So hopefully, it's making a return. News on my game. Join the Discord. You can find news in the gaming channel. Every week until the game's release, I'll be posting screenshots and new information about the game. So go check that out there. You can also find it on my Instagram, RemTGM. But I just recommend joining the Discord because you'll be able to talk with everyone there too.
Yeah.
Get all excited with everyone. Link to join that will be in the description. I also started listening to the official podcast while working on my game. It's a very good podcast. It's very good.
Yeah.
Very fun, very enjoyable. I would not recommend the podcast to any children. Please don't listen to it. I don't even know if I'd say if you're 16 years old, you should listen to it. There's some thing they really go.
Is this Moist Criticals?
Yeah, it's Charlie. It's Charlie and his friends, Kaya, Jackson, and
Andrew. Is it seriously like that bad?
Well, there's one thing they talk about in episode 2 or 3. That's I'll tell you after. I'll tell you before.
Okay.
The segment. But if you're, I'd say 16 plus. I'd say it's rated 16 plus. But this podcast you're listening to right now, it's rated E for everyone, baby.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's so we can get the most money.
And just to add one more thing to like gaming and stuff, on April 12th we are getting more Avatar: The Last Airbender stuff in Fortnite.
I know Rem is excited.
Give
for
it
that.
To me. I just want it.
That's the only Fortnite news. This is the only Fortnite news Rem has been excited for in a
just
while.
Give me, yeah,
we
just
could
give
be
me
are getting like a small battle pass. We could be getting more bending type stuff.
I want all of it.
Like air bending.
Just give it.
Fire bending.
Now, since when did you? Since when were you like super into Avatar? I know you liked Avatar.
2020. The only reason I never told you about it was because I thought you thought it was cringe, so I just never brought it up. Because back then you thought it was an anime and you really hated anime back in 2020.
Yeah, listen, all the stuff that I had seen about anime was just really bad.
Yeah, that's fair. 2020 was a wild time for anime.
You see, 2020 was not real.
I really liked 2020.
Do you?
I had a lot of fun.
I'll tell you like after all this, because it's like kind of like a controversial thing, but like I'll talk to you after.
Yeah.
2020 was not real. What was in the air? COVID, actually, yeah.
Isn't it kind of weird that we've been getting, like, mostly Nickelodeon-type collabs in the game?
When's Dan Schneider? Is he coming in next?
Oh, Dan Schneider, show me your feet, guys.
Is that going to be his pickaxe?
Oh, my God. It's a golden foot.
It's just Ariana Grande's foot cut off.
What?
What?
Ariana, she played a character on one of them.
I didn't know that.
Sam on iCarly, I think.
She was?
Maybe, I don't know. I just picked a random character's name from iCarly. I don't know if that's right. I never watched iCarly.
Because the collabs we've been getting lately, we got Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's true.
Now
we
have Avatar The Last Airbender.
It's all coming together. It's all about the name.
SpongeBob.
That's not too unrealistic. They could get the sponge out of water SpongeBob.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of concepts of it.
If I'm being honest, that's probably what they do. Because they do it with Peter.
I saw like concepts of it, and it's like it's small SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like in a bubble. And he's like in a bubble.
Oh, wait, that would be cool.
Yeah,
he's like inside Bubble Buddy.
Yeah. And like in his, he has also like an add-on emote where he takes, like, he comes out of the bubble and he sits on the hand, and it's just. The head.
I would be happy seeing a SpongeBob. SpongeBob could murder Doom Guy.
That'd be pretty cool.
Fortnite is like.
Yeah.
How is this real?
Yeah, it's kind of. Yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
Dude, we have Kai from.
Sinat.
Well. Okay. So.
We are getting Appa, because Appa is sort of on the map right now.
Watch them make it a hangable glider.
I swear to God, they did that with Korra's glider, and it made me so mad.
Wait, what is Korra's?
She hangs onto it like a normal glider instead of using it like a hang glider. Is that not what I meant to say? I don't know if that.
They made a hang glider glider in Chapter 2, Season 1.
Like that one. Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't just make it.
Yeah.
Normal.
And okay, just to add one more thing to like to the conversation we're having in the battle pass right now, there's like a motorcycle.
Oh my god! That you hang off it, you don't even ride it.
No, that's the sad part. It would have been better if you were like on top of it.
It'd be too much, probably like the Ghost Rider. glider, so they probably decided against
Ghost Rider as a glider?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a motorcycle that you ride. It's literally, I mean, like the same thing.
There's another one.
Do you actually ride it?
Yeah.
There is another motorcycle.
Why is everyone complaining then? We already have a glider like this.
Yeah, and there was also something like that in a previous battle pass in Chapter 4, I think.
No one played that chapter. I'm sorry.
I played through all those chapters. I played through chapter 4.
Wait a minute, you're level 100.
You're a real trooper then. I don't know what to tell you. I'd never do that to myself.
Speaking of trooper, we're learning about World War II in my history class, and I saw Stormtrooper when they were talking about, like, Hitler's, like...
I know, that was so dope, right?
I'm also sort of learning about World War II.
I mean Austrian painter.
I'm also learning about World War II in my World Lit class.
That's so awesome.
I'm actually learning about World War II as well. Civil War
and history.
I just realized we're learning about the same thing, probably, Mega Man. Yeah. We're in the same grade at the same time.
No, you guys are learning about Captain America, too.
No.
Yeah, he was really cool. He did a lot, stopping the Red Skull and all that.
Wait, was Red Skull just Marvel's Austrian painter?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean... Awesome. Hydra is like an
Austrian painter.
No, Hydra's
don't say it.
I know.
Like the
they
ends.
Are sort of like a the Yahtzees. Yes, they're
those guys.
It's like their own separate thing in awesome. The Marvel universe.
Hail Hydra, guys. No,
no, wait, don't I, do
no.
that.
Yeah, that was a joke.
But then by the end of the first Captain America movie, Red Skull gets sent to that thing, that place
he
in outer space.
He got sent to Skibbity.
He was sent to space.
That's so awesome.
And we got to see him in Infinity War.
This is just becoming a Marvel review. We'll see you guys in the meme games. Goodbye.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to the meme game.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Meme Games, the part of the show where we play games based on the episode and episodes before. We're on TGO, would you like to go into further depth?
So the Meme Games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the Meme Wheel with a bunch of different games that we can play on it. Whoever has the most points by the end of the season from these games wins the Meme Games.
Yeah.
Spin that wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Criticism Storm.
How do you play this one, MTGM?
In Criticism Storm, what we must do is we need to take a review that has been read previously on Criticism Castle, and if you there are you can get up to 3 points here, from guessing the commenter, yes. The date and the star rating. You can get a total of 3 points from this. So let's spin that name wheel to see who's going first, second, and last.
All right, so I have a picker wheel that we call the name wheel. And it has all of our... Hold on. Has all of our names on it. And whoever it lands on first... Who goes first? Oh my god, it's so laggy. It's like Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection.
Oh, hit Reg where?
Oh, it doesn't exist. You know what, Rem? Your name is Ram now. Shit. No. Okay, never mind. Okay. It says Ram. I'm just dyslexic or something. Wow, this is laggy. Oh my god, Classic Collection. Alright. Wow, the middle of the wheel didn't even show up. Alright. It is taking forever to spin. Okay, I actually cannot even spin it. This is the first time ever we're doing a random number generator.
Alright.
Alright.
Just one, two, three.
Yeah.
Drake.
Rem, you'll be one. I'll be two. Mega Man, you'll be three.
Alright.
Alright. Mega Man, you'll be going first. I'll be going second, and Rem will be going last, unfortunately.
Alright.
Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Alright, three, two, one, go find some reviews.
All right, who's going first again, Mega?
Hey, Mega Man.
Oh, you need Apple Podcasts.
Why? Oh, wait, I have Spotify.
That works.
Hey, no, it doesn't.
Wait, it doesn't?
No.
Why?
Because you can't see the reviews on Spotify.
Hey, buddy, so you have to Google memes throughout the ages. No, so why don't you just download Apple Podcasts?
Mega Man, I'm seriously gonna run you over with a car if you don't download Apple Podcasts. I can't. I'm done. The amount of times that we've had this conversation on the meme games and how easy it would have been.
I just looked it up and pressed on it and it's asking me to restore podcasts.
Maybe you should restore podcasts.
Yeah, maybe you should click yes.
What do you mean, god damn it? You can delete it right after this, the segment.
Like, we're forcing you to, like, murder your pet or something. Like, just download the app. You have so many garbage apps on your phone. You can download Apple Podcasts.
It probably takes up less space than every other app.
I haven't played that in a while.
Exactly. We're back to a 4.8.
We've been at 4.8 for a long time. We're 4.9 on Spotify.
Let's go.
We're just too cool.
All right. Let me go find.
Playing Fortnite. You're so.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
The second circle.
First of all, I just realized Super Mega Man 10 is going first. We have to give him one. Yeah, actually.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I want Rem to give me one.
All right, you got it. Let's see. Apple Podcasts. Look, I'm opening the app I already have installed.
Mega Man, did you download it?
Yes, I did. I'm on it right now.
Let's see. All right.
Also, Skibidi. Also, I just realized, like, the words, like, Gyat and Skibbity have been being used for, like, almost 5 months now.
And yet, you said your New Year's resolution.
Listen, I'll try to stop. I'm being serious, I'll try to stop.
We don't say it as much as we could be.
I'll try to stop.
Oh, this one's a blast from the past here.
Boy.
Alright, Super Mega Man 10.
Yes.
This review is titled I Had the Squeaker Sit Down, and it entails, this meme is pooped on by Raid Shadow Legends. Where my explained for or crazy frog incident to bell mid item cooling outgrr iPad / I had a stroke. Can you tell me how long ago this is from, how many stars it has, and who left this review?
Was it made this year or last year?
Oh, you have to decide on that one.
I think it's neither.
I'll give you a hint here. It's not gonna be a specific date or month. It's gonna be like a year ago, 3 years ago, five years ago, one of those.
It's a point where we can't really say a specific date because we've been doing this podcast for 4 years.
It also doesn't show up.
Oh.
It's just, it's going off
of... I can't believe we've been doing this for 4 years.
I know, it's insane.
Time goes by when we talk about memes.
Yeah.
So how many years are you saying here, Mega Man?
I want to say at least 2 years ago.
So you going with two?
Yes.
All right. How many stars do you think it has?
Of course, 5-star.
All right. And who do you think this review was made by? I feel like BCA knows this one because I know it.
I don't think I know it, actually.
Oh, I can't believe you forgot.
Was this review by Mole?
No, unfortunately, it was not. So, Super Mega Man 10, you did get the date and the star number correct, so you get 2 points.
Yippee!
It was 2 years ago, and it was 5 stars. However, this review is not by Mole. It was by Cool, not Cool on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember
that. I thought you were going to say Lego JJYT.
Oh my god, it would be so cool to see
that. I completely forgot most of our reviewers' names.
The thing is, what made them kind of, like, super forgettable is that a lot of people don't, like, put serious names for the review.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of them are just spams. Like, that's how, ZBH, that's how we know ZBH by, because I think his review name was just a bunch of spam.
Yeah, and then we shortened
it to ZBH. And that was the first letter.
All right.
That's like, to be honest, the podcast that Pyrocynical does.
Ah, instead of uploading on the main channel, I see. Anything to
listen,
not upload,
buddy,
on the main
he uploaded
channel.
A while ago.
Yeah, whatever you want to tell yourself. All right. Who's next?
BCA's turn.
All right, BCA, who do you want?
Mega Man, you give me one.
All right. Let's see.
That's the boss.
Let me take off my glasses.
I'm taking off my glasses so that way BCA can't see.
Oh, he's taking off his glasses.
Reflection. So, this review is titled, I Like This Podcast. And it entails, P.S. I'm going to force you to watch Murder Drones, all three of you guys.
Oh my god.
Have a fun time guessing which this is.
Have a fun time? Like, I can't wait to meet you. The stars are going to be pretty easy. How many stars?
Oh, 5. And it was made this year. Wait.
Well, hold on, you have to give month. If you think it was done this year.
What was last month? Was it March?
Oh, actually, yeah. Mega Man, Tom, does it say like 1 year, 2 year, or does it have a month?
Yeah, it actually gives me specific when this.
All right.
Okay. It gives me a specific date.
You have to guess month and year.
What was last month?
March. That would be March.
I think this review was in March. I remember hearing this very recently.
And who was it made by?
Oh, I have no idea. This one's too recent.
You got one correct.
What?
You got the 5. It is a 5-star. It was released on November 21st, 2023,
wow.
And it was made by The COD Player 2.
Dude, okay, I knew it wasn't from this year. I had a feeling. I got a feeling.
I was thinking of that song, too.
I was thinking of Can't Stop the Feeling.
I know that from
Justin Timberlake.
From the Minecraft parody.
No.
Anyway, alright, so... Beast, I have 1 point. Mega Man has 2 points. Rem, is now your turn. Who do you want to give your review?
This is going to sound like a bit of a cliche here.
Alright.
Both of you come up with one.
Hey, buddy. So... I don't think there has been almost any meme game where you haven't
said
this.
Hey, okay, you know what then? You can go screw yourself, buddy. I'm gonna have Super Mega Man pick it because I'm gonna give him a use to actually use Apple Podcasts.
Okay. This one I think you might not get. No. So this review is titled WhatsApp. I was just thinking about the Dead by Daylight Scream character, Ghostface, and how he has that.
Did you say Dead by Daylight character?
It's like calling Invincible the guy from Fortnite.
It's the guy from Fortnite!
Technically, it is.
Okay, he's in the game, he's not a character.
No, it's canon now.
What?
Yeah.
It's canon.
No, he's not from Fortnite, though.
Oh, yeah, did he use, like, a sniper?
Yeah. He used the Dragon's Breath sniper rifle.
So why did they do that?
Because it was a reference.
Also, what is the Dragon Breath sniper rifle?
It's a sniper rifle, and when you shoot it at something or someone, it can burn them.
When was this released?
I don't know.
After two?
Okay, why are they doing this now? How does anyone remember this?
Oh, it was... Lots of people remember that gun. I still remember that gun.
Lots of people, I'm sure.
Okay. Oh, was it from Primal?
No.
It was probably from Chapter 2, Season 5.
What one was that?
That was the one where they introduced the exotics.
Battle Pass.
Oh, yeah.
The Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, someone I saw playing on.
Okay. So, okay, let's go back to the review. It is titled, What's Up? And it entails, I'm back. Remember me? The cheese guy? You guys are doing great. P.S. You like jazz. Reference?
Oh, god damn it.
How many stars?
Okay, first of all, 5 stars.
Yep. Was this released?
Does it give you a specific date?
Yeah, it gives me a specific date.
Oh, god damn it. I don't know why, but I'm feeling August 2023.
And who was it made by?
This is always the hardest one.
Because the thing is, like... There's just been so many people.
I can never remember you guys' names.
Because we've talked about so many reviewers.
Yeah. That was a reference, buddy.
It was. It's not right, but nickname the 20th.
You got one right, and that was the stars. Because that's the easiest one. We always get 5 stars.
Yeah.
It was released on December 13th, 2023.
Gee, December.
Oh, boy.
And it was made by Heavenly Dancer.
Oh, good old Heavenly Dancer.
All right, So just for future Rem and for the viewers, Mega Man got 2 points, I got 1 point, and RemTGM got 1 point. So we'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Criticism Castle, the point show where we get reviews from you guys all the way down here in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right, so as always, we have A, B, and C.
Let's go with B.
Yeah.
Because I think last time didn't.
Yeah.
Because we already did it.
Yeah, let's go with B. For BB90.
All right, let's see here. So for B,
you BB90, Rem, we need to play Battlefront again.
We do.
Cause I found out what the issue was when I was crashing.
Oh, you okay? I was confused for a minute. I didn't know if you were talking about the new one or the.
So that's an issue.
So this review is titled April. Mischievous face first, and it entails, you know what day it is, purple devil smiling emoji, purple devil smiling emoji, purple devil smiling emoji. P.S. I am being chased by a creepy old man. And this review was from D's Nuts. Peanut emoji. What is it? Beans emoji, peanut emoji.
My Help a Neighbor reference.
Did you just say, is that a Hello Neighbor reference?
No, I said, I don't think you heard my Hello Neighbor reference.
Oh.
You said being chased by a creepy old man. I said, like, is this Hello Neighbor? Oh, get it, bad game.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
The alphas were good enough, but...
The game's music video.
Okay, they didn't make that.
Yeah, it was fan made.
It was a fan made song by the games, but it is good.
It doesn't make the game good.
I know.
Wasn't the whole twist that the neighbor was a bird?
No.
No.
You don't get the lore. The birds are trying.
Shut up.
The birds don't like him.
What?
The people of the town dressed up as ravens to scare this guy. Because he did a thing and he owns, like, a circus. It's so weird. It's so convoluted. It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, he owns a circus now?
Yeah, it's...
I thought he, like, kidnapped a kid.
No, it's his own kid. He kidnapped.
Dude.
Oh, wait, I have a Hello Neighbor book.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. All right, anyway. Thank you so... Is this 5-star?
It is a 5-star review.
Thank you so much, D's Nuts, for the 5-star review. I loved it when you ran for president. That was so awesome.
Okay, that was pretty cool.
Thank you for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Cast the next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear your criticism, like the name implies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm RemTGM.
And thank you all for listening to another episode. I mean, Shut the Ages. We'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're quite the chaser.
Goodbye. You know?